We are learning Masechtos Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting 8 lines from the top, beginning of the line. We are talking about our Mishnah, which has a machlokes. It says you shechted a behema, and while you shechted a behema, there was an aver or basa medudalim. The aver was hanging off, and the halach is that when you shechted a behema, that aver, the shechita works for the aver as well, but there's an issa to eat that aver. Since it had a din aver menachai in the lifetime, so now, after the shechta, it still has a mitzvah's parosh, could be it's the rabbanon digadin, but you're not allowed to eat that aver. Now, avad, that's, if you think about it, la'oichel, it's metamah tumas oichel in that aver. So the shaila is, there's a need hechsher. In order for someone to metamah tumas oichel, it has to get wet. They never got wet. So Rameya says, since the behemoth with the shechita gets wet from the dam is one of the shiva mashkin, and dam gives it hechsher. Zok, the Mishnah Rameya says, since the behemoth got hechsher, so it's hukshu together with the behemoth. That's what it sounds like. We're not sure exactly pshat, but it's hukshu with the behemoth. Somehow this aver. Rav Shimon says, no, that aver was not hukshu. So what is the beer machlokes between Rameya and Rav Shimon? So far we had two beer machlokes, and one beer was, if you say that it's a yad, we're going according to Man Yom holds yad lahechsher. That the first Man Yom pshat machlokes is. There's a yad lahechsher, and the behemah is like a yad for the yad for the thing that's medudal. It's a yad for this hanging off thing, and since that became hechsher, the other thing was hechsher also. But shailas, could a behemah be yad leever or not? That's the machlokes. Could a behemah be a yad leever? That's one beer machlokes. Second beer machlokes is not going out yad. The question is, maybe this aver or basa amadolim is considered part of the behemah. And once the behemah got hochshu, that also got hochshu. That was the beer machlokes. We explained because the katan cannot schlep the gadol, so maybe it's not one or not. That was the machlokes. Now we're going to third beer machlokes. Rav Amar, v'yesh yad l'tumba v'yad l'hechsh k'mifligi. Ma'asav v'yesh yad l'tumba v'yad l'hechsher. Ma'asav v'yesh yad l'tumba l'hechsher. That means according to Rav, kul yama behemah v'kavakama yad l'aver. What's the machlokes? If there's such a thing as yad when it comes to hechsher, tumah has then yad, but a hechsher is not tumah. So who said if I pour water on the yad that helps for the thing itself? So maybe here a behemoth could become a yad le'aver, but who said that there's such a thing as a yad le'aver for the gabi hechsher? Maybe only gabi tumah this thing is yad le'aver. So that's the biyam achleikus. Is there such an idea as yad le'hechsher? Could something be a transmitter of hechsher? Could a yad be transmit hechsher? Rav Amar v'yashal tumei hechsher v'fi. Ma'asav v'yashal hechsher v'yashal tumei yad hechsher. We explained when we learned this Gemara before, a beer, there was some machlekes before between v'yash yad hechsher and not. We explained the beer machlekes like this. If hechsher is a var of gemar, so then what does it help finishing off the yad? It doesn't help for the etzim thing. But if you learn it's like Xerus a custom and Hilchas Tumas, they say, oh, just like Tumas has it, then yad, he also has Tumas yad. That's the beer machlekes. Balakabam, that's the third beer machlekes where Meir and Shimon. Fourth beer machlekes, Papa Amar, behechsher koide machshava kamiflegi. That means, what Papa is saying is that it could be, we're saying there's yesh yad l'tumah l'hechsher. And the behemah could become a yad ve'ever. So what's the shayla? Over here, the aver over here is not a oichel yet. The behemah is a oichel already, so we become hechsher. But the aver is not a oichel yet. Why? Because it's asur to eat. I have to have a machshava to make it into oichel. I didn't have the machshava yet. Since I didn't have the machshava yet, it's a good question, it's a trivia question. Something's not mekabel tumah yet. If it becomes wet, is that hochsher or not? So that's possible when it's mechubar, it's not hochsher. But here, let's say it's very tallish, but it's not a oichel yet. Does hechsher work on that or not? So that's the machlekes. And the more to bring another idea, another brisa, which has a machlekes like this. Rapapa Amar behechsher koyd machshava kamiflegi. The Tanan, or some have the Tanya, into the brisa, Omra Yehuda, kacher b'kibra shoyna, chelev shchuta b'kfarim, tzorach machshava, ve'ein tzorach hechsher, shva hochsheru b'shchita. Chelev is something, a part of the animal, that not everyone eats. So Rashi explains, in the big cities they ate the chelev, but not in the small kfarim. Why not? Two reasons. First of all, in the big cities, there was not enough meat to go around. A lot of people. So people ate the chelev also. They ate anything they get their hands on. And the kfarim, the small towns, they shechted one animal a week, and that was enough meat for everyone. So they didn't have to eat the chelev. Another reason is that chalev is harder to turn the chalev into good food. You need, it's expensive. It costs money to really prep the chalev good, to make it edible. And in the small cities, they were too poor to do that. So chalev shchuta bekfarim, in order to make it into oichel, tzarech machshava, but ve'ein tzarech hechser. Why? Shkar hochser u'beshchita. It already got hochser, v'shas u'beshchita. The behemoth got hochser, so included the chalev. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Kiva was saying. So I told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbeinu, you taught us, Olshin Shalakdan, Olshin is either chicory or endives, Olshin Shalakdan, that you cut, Vedichon, you washed it, Lebehema. But you washed it for Michael Behema, not Michael Adam. Then Venimlech Aleim Adam. Then you saw, you know what, I want to use it for food, I want to use it for Mara, I want to use it for food for person. The lach is, Tricha is Hechsher. So you taught us it needs hechsher because if you machsher before it became royal achil, it's not a hechsher. Tzrichas hechsher sheni. That's what you taught us. V'chazor Rabbi Kiva Yerushalmi Garuda, and he's masking. Rabbi Kiva's masking. He said, you know what? You're right. Even by chelev, you have to have the hechsher after it becomes eichel. So what's the biyam chalikas in our Mishnah? Mar sov lo kamikara. Rameya holds like the havamina of Rabbi Kiva. He holds that hechsher works before the machshava. So here, the hechsher lebehemo really works. It's a yad for the eva, but the eva wasn't royal achila yet, and he didn't have a mind to give it to a guy yet, to feed it to a guy. But he holds that hechsher works before the machshava. Mashiach Moshe says no, hechsher works before machshava. So masal kamikara, masal kachazara, kachazara. So this is already our fourth pshat in the machlekes. Let's go to the next pshat, the fifth pshat. We're gonna have six pshat. So the fifth pshat of the Bia Machlekes, Rav Meir Rav Shimon. Rav Akab Reid, Rav Iko Amar, a whole new pshat. He says like this, that here, ain yad la hechsher. The hechsher on the behemoth is not help for the Aver. So like this, Rav Akab Reid, Rav Iko Amar, ben eskedech, dam, ben simul, simul, simul. What happened was, dam actually spritched onto the Aver. So the Aver actually got wet. B'shas Shchita. We know only Dam Shchita is one of Shiva Mashkin, but Dam Makkah is not one of Shiva Mashkin. So here, Dam Shchita spritzed onto the Eved. The only problem is, it was by the beginning of the Shchita, and I dried it off before the end of the Shchita. So Zakh Tigmar inside, Dam Ben Simul and Simul Kamifagi. So Marasov Yezu Shchita Metchila Atsoiv. One man Dema holds that Shchita is Shchita Metchila Atsoiv. Even the beginning of Shchita is called a Shem Shchita. And therefore, since it's called a Shem Shchita, so therefore it's called Dam Shchita. V'hai dam shchitu. U'ma'asov ha'in shchitu l'besoiv. Shchitu only happens at the end. And by that time it was dried off. V'hai dam aku. Turned it out, it was dam aka. Because the beginning of shchitu is not enough. And so it was dam aka. And therefore, it's not going to be a hechsher. So going now, b'etzem, there's no yad. Here it actually got wet. But the question is it dam shchitu or not? Since you dried it off before, so it didn't get dam shchitu after by the soif. And besides, there was no dam there anymore. So therefore, it's totally machlekes. Yeshna shchita metchila v'atzoif. That's the bir machlekes between the two man yomer, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon. Final pshat, Rav Ashi yomer. Rav Ashi says, kuliyama de is yad lahechsher, and the hechsher should be working for the aver. And that's pshat Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that it works. It works either al yad or al kamayu, whatever you want to say. What's the problem? Rav Shimon holds, we had it ready before, Rav Shimon holds that dam is not machser. You know what's machser behema? The making it royal achila, the shchita itself. Here, is this shchita make the eva royal achila? Nope. The eva basal dom we said is aser. As mitzvah pro, it doesn't make royal achila. So here you can't have a hechser on it. So at the more inside, Rav Ashi Yomar, b'shchita machser is loy dam kamifagi. The argument of shchita machser loy dam. Rav Meir holds dam is machser. And therefore it's machser. However you want to say, it's machser because it was a yad, because it's kamayu, or if it's spritzed on it, whatever you want to say, you can say pshat. It works. But Rav Shimon holds, dam is not machsher. Dam is not machsher. Only hechsher achila is machsher behema. And since it's not working for hechsher achila, why? Because it's not mutter to eat until you have a machshava. Therefore, the shechita doesn't make a hechsher. And that's why it's no hechsher. That's the sixth and final bir ha-machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon.